It's now 6 o'clock, and this is the BBC Light Program.
Ladies and gentlemen, Life with a Lion. Once again, we'd like you to meet the Lion family.
I'm Richard Lyon.
I'm Barbara Lyon.
I'm not Paul Fennelly.
And I'm Baby Christmas Lyon.
And here they are in "'Twas the Night Before."
Oh, just think, B.B., tonight's Christmas Eve. It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yes. It seems you were saying the same thing only a year ago. Oh, I love Christmas Eve. Don't you, Daddy?
Yes, I must admit I get a great kick out of it.
Well, me too. Every time I think of it, a wave of nausea sweeps over me.
Oh, it's nostalgia. Honestly, Richard, you're the stupidest boy in the world.
Oh, that's a compliment. Oh.
Paper chain.
Okay. Boy, oh boy, look at all these Christmas cards. Well, here's one for you, Barbara.
Oh, thanks. Mother, look at this card. It's from Harold. Oh, how pretty. A silver Christmas tree. Oh, and listen to the poem on it. It says, "This Christmas is my happiest. The skies above are blue. Because I've met a lovely girl. Gorgeous, sweet, and true."
Well, if he's met a girl like that, there's not much hope for you.
For you.
Oh, my goodness, it must be from Marilyn Monroe. It steamed itself open.
No, dear. It's from Walter and Betsy Cartmell in Blackpool.
Well, how nice. Walter the fisherman. Let's see what it says. I remember that tune, too. Yeah. Got a good ear for music, you know. Oh, look at this poem. "Salmon are red and trout are blue. Just caught a cod that reminds me of you."
Read the cards later. If we're going carol singing tonight, we ought to rehearse.
You're right. Come on, B.B. and Richard. Carol singing now. Huh? 1, 2, 3.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun.
Just a minute, just a minute. Richard!
What's the matter?
We are singing Good King Wenceslas.
You are? When did you stop singing Jingle Bells?
We never started. We sang that last year.
Oh!
Now, come on. Let's begin again now. Right. 1, 2, 3.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen. When the snow
lay
round about deep and...
Richard!
Well, now what? I'm singing Good King Wenceslas.
Yes, but you're singing it to the tune of Jingle Bells.
Darling, were you reading the music?
No, I was singing it by ear.
Well, I knew you couldn't make that awful noise with your mouth.
Oh, Mr. Lyon, Mr. Wimple just telephoned to say he won't be over this evening. His wife is still in hospital waiting for the baby to arrive.
Oh, I hope it's a Christmas baby.
Aye, but I feel sorry for the poor man. It's to bath the 13 children, cook the meals, and keep an eye on the house.
Ben, why don't you go over and help him out?
I will, and I'll take all their Christmas presents.
Fine. Tell him I'm going to the hospital in the morning to see Mrs. Wimple. I'll be there bright and early.
Look, honey, he doesn't expect the impossible. Just be there early. I'll be home for tea.
Come in.
Oh, hello, Wimple.
Hello, Mr. L. Merry Christmas. Happy Christmas and a jolly new year.
Well, you certainly got the Christmas spirit.
Yes, I've got the Christmas spirit. Blimey, the bottles aren't empty.
Now stop the jokes and help me put your Christmas presents down.
Ever so. Yours are on the table. I'm afraid they're not wrapped very fancy, but the wife always wraps the Christmas parcels.
Oh, you must miss her a lot.
Yes, it's shocking. Life seems empty without her. You see, we had so much in common.
You share the same taste, eh?
Yes, we both write the same music, the same books, and the same after-shaving lotion.
Come on.
I want you to see our tree. It's a smasher.
Hello, Mr. L.
Oh, hello, children.
Merry Christmas.
Hello, Mr. L. Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you for the present. What is it?
Oh, you mustn't look until tomorrow morning.
I want to try for my Christmas present.
Well, if Santa Claus thinks you've been a good boy, you may get it. What do you want for your Christmas, Herbert?
Jane Russell.
But, Herbert, you can't have Jane Russell.
No harm in asking.
Say, that's a beautiful Christmas tree, Wimple. Where'd you get it?
A man named Nick gave it to the kid.
For helping an old lady across the road.
I wish we could hang something else on the tree.
Yes, Wimple, your socks look sort of lonesome.
Oh, well, I'll take them down as soon as they're dry.
Oh, you've been washing clothes too, eh, Wimple?
Oh, not half. I washed my shirt this morning, but I think I put too much starch in it.
Well, how much did you use?
Well, half of that packet on the table.
Oh, wait a minute. This isn't starch. It's pastry flour.
Well, oh, lovely. And I used about a pound of it.
Your shirt must be in a terrible state. Where is it?
Well, the weather was too bad to dry it outside, so I put it in the oven.
Heaven's sakes, open the oven door, quick.
Okay, though.
Well?
Blimey. A sponge cake with a 16 collar.
Well, never mind. You can have it for tea. Save me one of the cups.
Oh, Dad. Now I'll have to wash it again.
Careful. You come and help me wash these cups and saucers.
What did you say?
I said come and help me wash these cups.
What?
Never mind. I don't need any help to wash the tea.
If I could only get my hands on that stalk.
Wimple, are you sure there isn't anything I can do to help?
Sure.
Then I'll go home and start our decoration.
Okay.
Ma, do you like the way I put the Christmas cards on the mantelpiece?
Oh, yes, darling. They look lovely.
Oh, baby, I'm home.
Mr. Lion, the gas cooker isn't working.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, don't worry. I phoned the gas company, and they said they'd try to send a man over.
Well, don't tell Florrie, or she'll ambush him.
Oh. Aggie, is your mother coming down from Scotland again?
No, I'm afraid not. She can't get anybody to look after a wee wire-haired dog.
Oh, she got an English terrier?
Oh, no, a Scotch terrier. My mother wouldn't dream of importing a foreign dog into Scotland.
Then how does she feel about your working in England?
Oh, she doesn't mind. She's very patriotic. When I first came to London, she said she was very proud that her daughter was working in one of the colonies.
Colonies?
Aye. Oh, well, I'll away and start preparing the vegetables. And Mr. Nick telephoned and said he'd be over.
Who's Mr. Nick?
I don't know.
Say, Barbara, have you hung up the smooching spinach yet?
Smooching spinach?
Yeah, that's mistletoe.
Well, I'm glad I found out. Yes, I hung it up.
Well, now, come on, all of you. Let's put up these paper chains.
All right, I'll take the yellow one.
And I'll take the green streamers.
I'll take the ones to match my eyes.
Barbara, hand your father the red streamers.
Oh, Mrs. Lyon, where's the rest of the family?
Oh, they're decorating the dining room. You know, I've been thinking about my husband's presents. It's terrible.
Whatever have you bought him?
Nothing. You know, a shirt would be nice. Or maybe I could give him a new overcoat. Or a gold watch. Yes, that's what I'll give him, a shirt.
Lion size.
Yes, 15 and a half.
Neck?
No, not lately.
Well, a shirt would be nice, but where can you get one this time of the evening?
Well, Monty's is open, and they're sending someone over with a selection. See who's at the door, Aggie. I'm going to get the decorations for the tree.
Very well.
Good evening.
Good evening. Did you wish to see Mr. and Mrs. Lion?
Either will do, Aggie. I'm just on my way to collect some holly. I'll have more than I need, so if Mr. Lyon would like some, I'd be happy to give it to him.
Well, that's very kind of you. Will you step inside?
Thank you. I'm sorry your mother won't be with you for Christmas.
Well, how did you know that?
I just did.
Well, go and tell Mr. Lyon you're here.
Oh, that is it.
Oh, hello.
Hello. I called to know if your husband would like to be
given... Well, of course. You've called about my husband's present.
Well, it's not much of a present.
Well, let him find that out himself. Do you think that he'll like it?
I hope so. It's got hundreds of red berries on it.
Well, it sounds very colorful. But after all, he's the one who's got to wear it.
Wear it?
Yes. You think he ought to wear it outside or inside his trousers?
Well...
ticklish problem, huh?
Yeah. I think your husband should put it underneath his old clock.
Oh, he will.
Well, I'd better be going. I'll bring the holly back in a little while.
Holly?
Yes. Tell Richard I asked for him.
Oh, you know Richard?
Oh, yes. He used to write to me once every year, but I haven't heard from him for a long time now. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr.
Just call me Nick. I'll be back soon.
Oh, Mother!
Barbara, you should have been here a second ago. You'd have met the nicest man.
Oh, hi there, Ma. Well, I finally found a present for you.
Well, thanks, dear. But I've still got the football you gave me last year. Did you get anything for Barbara?
No. Nobody would make me an offer.
Richard. Richard, an old friend of yours was here just a minute ago. His name is Nick.
Nick?
Oh, yes. A little tubby man with a red waistcoat.
Well, I don't know any Nick.
Well, that's odd. He seems to know all of us, but none of us know him. I'll go and ask Aggie if she knows him.
Oh, come here.
It's only me.
Why, Harold.
I wanted to pop in to see you, so I just popped.
Well, I'm glad you did. Isn't it a coincidence that just as you walked in, I should be standing under the mistletoe?
Mistletoe?
Well, yes, it's hanging right over my head. And, well, aren't you going to do something about it?
Well, if you really want me to, I'll cut it down.
She wants you to kiss her, you dope.
Kiss her? Oh, but I'm too excitable. If I kissed Barbara, I'd lose my head.
Oh, come now. It isn't that loose.
Beauty still. Harold, you know the old custom. If you're under the mistletoe with a girl, you're supposed to give a kiss.
All right, but close your eyes.
All right, they're closed.
Good. You can open your eyes now. I've kissed the mistletoe.
And we're all decorating it.
Say, that is a nice-looking tree. And, Richard, you made a very good job of the base.
I strung the fairy lights on, too.
Oh, they look fine. Oh, what are you going to put on top of the tree? You want something really original to go up there.
Oh, don't worry. I'll use my head.
Oh, won't that look a little gruesome?
Very funny. Ha-ha.
Now, where are the colored glass balls?
Well, they're loose on the sideboard over there.
Oh, I'll put them in a box and bring them over.
No. I've got a much quicker method. We'll all line up and pass them across the room, hand to hand. Right?
Oh, fine, right.
Now, I'll stand here at the sideboard. Barbara, you next to me. Richard, you stand next to Barbara. And, Bebe, you stand at the end next to the tree.
All right, start passing.
Okay, here comes the first glass ball. To you, Barbara.
To you, Richard.
To you, Ma.
To you, Ben.
Bebe, I'm at the other end of the line.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I got mixed up. Start again.
All right, but now watch it this time. Oh, here's a pretty red one. To you, Barbara.
To you, Richard.
To you, Ma.
To you, Richard.
To you, Barbara.
To you, Daddy.
To you. I got it back again.
Now, what are you grumbling about?
I give up.
Oh, try once more, Ma. All you have to do is put the glass balls down by the tree.
Oh, all right, dear. Go ahead, Ben. This time, I won't pass it to anyone.
I was a fool to suggest this in the first place. Well, here goes. To you, Barbara.
To you, Richard.
To you, Ma.
Oh, it's Nick. I'm so glad I answered the door.
Yes, the holly, I promised you.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Where do you think we should put it?
Well, leave it to me. I'll put it in the den. There are no decorations in there.
Well, how did he know there weren't any decorations in the den? He's never been in there.
Come in.
I brought all your Christmas presents over.
Oh, thank you, Florrie, darling.
And here's yours from us.
Oh, thank you, Bibi, darling.
The big parcel is from the children and me.
Oh, how sweet of you children.
And the little one on top is from Ben.
Oh, how sweet of you, Ben.
Keep away from me, Florrie.
Silly boy. Come here now and give Florrie a big kiss.
Oh, all right. After all, it's only once a year.
Well, how was that?
The first time I've ever been kissed by a haggis.
Florrie, what did you get Cedric for Christmas?
I bought him a Chippendale chair so that when I go to his house for dinner, we can sit on it.
But, Florrie, there won't be room for both of you unless you sit on his lap.
I know. Oh, well, I must run along now. I'm having dinner with my Cedric.
Well, come back when you're through. The whole gang's coming over. We're all going to have a Christmas drink together.
Oh, thank you, Ben, dear. Well, I must hurry or I'll be late for Cedric.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Wimple.
My mother-in-law came to look after the kids, so I thought I'd pop around and see you all.
Oh, how's your wife? Any news from the hospital?
Not yet. You know this is the first time I've ever been away from the missus.
Really?
Yes, when she had chicken pox, I was with her so much, I had it myself. And when she had flu, I stayed so near her, I had that myself. Now that she's having a baby, I've kept out of the way.
A boy or a girl?
Oh, don't be silly, Barbara. What else is there?
The missus wants a girl and I want a boy. But with all the kids we have, it really doesn't matter.
No.
I just hope it arrives before Christmas.
Well, stop worrying, Wimple. Everything will be all right. Well, family, the tree's finished now.
Good. I'm tired. I'm going to rest a while.
Oh, lie down here on this couch, Mother.
I think I will. Oh, I want to be nice and fresh when Father Christmas gets here tonight.
Oh, sure.
Pop, the tree looks terrific.
Oh, yes, it looks beautiful, Daddy.
The whole place looks smashing, Mr. L. But then, it always does.
Oh, Bibi, you haven't said how you like the tree. Bibi.
Oh, shh. Mother's fallen asleep.
So she has. Look at her, Mr. L. Sleeping like a child.
She is a child, Wimple. And I mean that in the nicest possible way.
I know you do. I wonder what she's dreaming about.
Oh, it's getting colder up here at the North Pole every year. Now, where's that fairy helper of mine? Ah, there you are, my dear. I want you to start loading the sleigh.
I'll do it right away.
Good.
Hello, Father Christmas.
Why, Bibi Daniels.
You remember me.
Oh, I remember all my children, but what's more important, you remember me.
Well, of course. Don't I write to you every year? Oh, my goodness. You're the nice man who brought us the holly. You're Nick.
That's right.
But you weren't wearing a beard and a Santa Claus suit today.
Oh, no, my dear. I only dress like this once a year. The rest of the time when I visit mortals, I appear in many different guises.
But why?
Well, I learn a lot besides. What would people say if they kept seeing the chubby old man they've been talking about for centuries? How he's been. He's always been very loyal to me.
You think so?
Oh, yes. When he was 4 years old, I brought him a little yellow teddy bear, and he still sleeps with it.
Yeah. You're right. I only wish that Barbara and Richard could be here to see this lovely magic workshop. How do you make your toys, Father Christmas?
Well, first I gather my materials together. I take a handful of yesterday's wishes, a few of tomorrow's hopes, a spell to bind them together. Mix the ingredients with love and care, and voila! A little blue rabbit, a toy train, a doll's house, anything you wish.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I can't even bake a cake.
So I hear.
Oh, your toys are simply beautiful.
Well, I try to keep a high standard, but as far as the younger children are concerned, I sometimes wonder if it's high enough.
Oh, how can you say that?
Well, the heart of a tiny child is a very lovely thing. In their own little world, they can reach up and pluck a star from the sky or ride on a wish over the rainbow. So how can I possibly fill their stockings with more beauty than they already know?
But you do so much good, Father Christmas. And believe me, we grown-ups appreciate it.
We grown-ups? Oh, my dear, delightful baby. Whoever accused you of being grown-up?
Oh, I don't know. 32 is pretty old.
My dear, age is only a state of mind, and your mind... Well, perhaps I better explain it to you another way.
Yes?
The spirit never grows old.
Oh, are those your reindeer?
Yes, I'd like you to see them. Come along. Here they are. Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Prancer. Where's Vixen?
He took a night off. He went to a stag party.
What?
I was only joking. He's standing behind me.
Well, that's better.
Father Christmas. That reindeer spoke.
Well, of course, they're very special reindeer.
Oh, yes, I forgot. Prancer, are you looking forward to the trip tonight?
Yes, indeed. When I finish my rounds, I'm going to drop in and take a present to my little brother at Whipsnade.
Oh, you are a dear.
Yes, I am a dear.
Well, I thought I'd better finish loading my toys. I haven't much time, and I've so many places to visit.
Was there anything in particular you wanted, Mrs. Lyon?
Oh, yes, Prancer. I hope Mrs. Wimple's baby will arrive by Christmas.
Don't worry, it will. That Mr. Wimple. You know, every time I fly over his house, I bump into a very tired-looking stork.
Oh, there are two other little things I'd like.
I know, you'd like Aggie's mother to come down from Scotland, and you'd like your gas cooker repaired. Well, it's done.
Oh, thank you so much.
Not at all. Well, the sleigh's all loaded. We'll be over the snow clouds and past the moon in no time.
Oh, I wish I could come with you.
So you shall. In you get, Phoebe.
Oh, thank you, Father Christmas.
Now, steady there, Dasher and Prancer. Now, off we go. Gee up, my reindeer. Gee up. Up, 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 up.
Oh, Daddy, Mother's waking up.
Enjoy your sleep, Ma.
Oh, I've had a wonderful ride on Santa's sleigh. Ben, tell Aggie it's all fixed. Her mother will be here for Christmas.
Wake up, dear.
I am awake. I've been to see Father Christmas at the North Pole. Our gas cooker's all right, too.
Oh, Ma, you haven't been anywhere. You were asleep. You've been lying right there on the couch.
My body may have been here, Richard, but my mind was gone.
Mrs. L? Everybody knows that.
Well, Mr. Wimple, how does it feel to be a father again?
Oh, I'm not a father yet. The doctor says the baby won't be here for at least another week.
Oh, he's wrong.
Baby, you're still dreaming.
Oh, Ben, you look so handsome standing there in the firelight.
She's not dreaming.
Of course I'm not. Wait until you see the gas cooker working.
Oh, come now, Ma. Let's not be ridiculous about this. If that gas cooker's working, I'm Mark Antony.
Mrs. Lyon, the gas cooker's working.
Friends, Robin. Lend me your ears.
Well, you don't need them. Aggie, is the stove really working?
Aye, the flame suddenly shot up. I'll answer it. Hello? Yes? Oh, that's wonderful. Goodbye. Mrs. Lyon, it was my mother. Just find somebody to take care of the wee dog. She'll be here in the morning.
I knew it.
You know, Mr. L, I think I'll go and ring the hospital, just in case.
Barbara, you know who Santa Claus is? It's Nick.
Nick? You mean the man who was fixing the holly?
Yes. You see, Nick is short for St. Nicholas. Let's go in and see him.
Let's humor her, Pop.
Okay, okay. Let's go in and see him. Oh, Nick. Why, he's gone.
Yes. All that's left is just a little snow where he was standing. Snow!
Oh, well, maybe you'll... Snow? We haven't had snow in London for a year.
No, but it's snowing a lot at the North Pole.
Mother, Daddy, come quickly. Mr. Wimple rang up the hospital and he's fainted.
Oh, my goodness. I hope nothing's wrong.
Barbara, why did he faint?
Oh, wouldn't you faint? Mr. Wimple's the father of triplets.
Baby! Are you feeling better now, Wimple?
Oh, yes, Mr. L. But I think I'll have just one more glass of sherry.
Well, help yourself.
The lion gives the punch.
Oh, well, now that you're all here, I'd like you all to raise your glasses and drink to someone who'll remember this Christmas Eve for the rest of his life. A very proud father. Your good friend and mine, Wimple.
Well, thanks, one and all. I know you'll be all glad to hear that mother and babies are doing nicely.
And now, how about a few toasts? Come along, Barbara.
Oh, my toast is a happy Christmas to those who are still overseas. May they come home soon.
Yeah. Bebe?
Well, mine is the families. What I wish the most for Christmas is each other.
Yeah. What about you, Richard?
Mine is that everybody in hospitals will get well soon.
Yeah.
And mine is a very happy Christmas to all of our friends everywhere. A Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Oh, Richard, let's have a little Christmas music.
Okay, Pop.
When the party starts and the night is young, go and find where the mistletoe's hung, and if standing there is a pretty miss,
get yourself a mistletoe kiss.
If she looks at you with a wandering eye, just pretend it's a big surprise.
You can find romance and a lot of bliss through a simple mistletoe kiss.
While your arm's around her, your heart says you've found her,
and you won't astound her with your I love you. When the party's over and there you are,
what do I say to her ma and pa?
They will understand when you tell them this. Blame it on the mistletoe kiss. If she looks at you with her wondering eyes, just pretend it's a big surprise.
You can find romance and a lot of bliss through a simple mistletoe kiss.
While your arm's around her, your heart says you found her, and you won't astound her with your I love you.
When the party's over and there you are, what do I say to her ma and pa?
They will understand when you tell them this. Blame it on the mistletoe kiss. Lots of fun you're sure to miss if you don't get that mistletoe kiss.
Life with the Lions, with Bebe Daniels and Ben Lyon, with their children Barbara and Richard. Also in this recording were Horace Percival, Doris Rogers, Hugh Morton, Molly Weir, David Enders, and Norman Shelley. The script was by Bebe Daniels, Bob Block, and Ronnie Hambury. The BBC Variety Orchestra was conducted by Paul Fennelly. Production by Tom Ronald.
Repeat of last Thursday's broadcast in the live programme.